High around 79, and then mostly cloudy, a little cooler, 56 for the low tonight. Tomorrow should be a great day with a high temperature up to about 84. Lots of sunshine around. I think we're dry Thursday with a high around 83, breezy, warm. Chance of some storms in the overnight hours Thursday night into part of Friday. And over the weekend, we'll be watching a significant storm system, especially later on in the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations or online at yourasecu.com.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Looking for reliable business broadband services? Partner with WOW Business for fast, robust, and secure communication solutions. Whether you're a small, medium, or large company, WOW Business has bundled plans tailored to fit your needs. Get business internet for $34.99 a month when you add a phone line. WOW Business. We help you keep your business moving forward. Visit wowforbusiness.com and bundle to save. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Let's face it, we all get on the tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
All right, guys, welcome back in. It's 5 minutes now after 10 o'clock. Dave Mallory, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon. And I got a great special guest in the studio here.
This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
Mike Stone, the general manager over at Beef O'Brady's up in Prattville, joins the program. How are you, sir?
Doing well. How about y'all?
Man, Beef O'Brady sounds like a hoot. We were talking off air about the atmosphere over there.
And oh, yeah.
Sounds family friendly.
It is, most definitely family friendly. Fun time for the kids, adults come in. You know, have a good old drink or two and get some good food while you're there.
Yeah, and but it's a safe, kind of controlled...
Most definitely, yeah, man.
It's a sports bar, but it doesn't get out of control.
That's right. Never gets out of control, man. But it's fun to come as a family because, you know, you get to watch the game. Like, last night we had the national championship for the
was
basketball.
Was it pretty crowded for that?
It was, man. It's pretty busy, surprisingly. Even though Auburn wasn't in it, you know, it's still pretty busy. It's
still an event.
It's still an event,
you
right.
You have to watch it.
You got to watch it, right. Yeah. It comes on once a year. You got to check it out.
You do college football.
Most definitely. College football. NFL football.
NBA games?
We do NBA games, some. Not all NBA games.
Oh, I know. But
It's hard to find that fan base around here, man.
Yeah. you're looking at one of the very few. Well, my family, we watch NBA about every night at our family.
Really?
And there's nobody to talk to about it.
Right, exactly. Down here is most college football, man.
It is.
Come college football season, that's our time to shine right there.
So tell us about the menu. What's going on at Beef
Hook? Man, so we got a very long menu, man. It's got a little bit of everything on it. I mean, you can't come in there and find something that you don't like. We got deals going Monday through Friday. Also, on the weekends, we have 2 for $20 options where you can get one appetizer, two entrees, comes out to $20. So you and your wife or, you know, your wife and your husband could come in and sit down and...
Your wife and your husband.
Your wife and your husband. You never know. You never know how, you know, you don't know how... It's the world we live in today. but you can definitely come in, you know, and get full for $20.
Yeah. What, you said you had chicken wings?
We do. We're known for our chicken wings, man. We got really good wings there.
That's sort of the deal?
Yeah, it's sort of the deal right there. And you come in on Wednesday and they're only 79 cents, so...
Do you guys sell them by... The number or by the pound?
By the number.
That's what I'm talking about.
By the number.
You just can deal with
you this. You just made me a fan.
Yeah, so you can come in and get 6, 10, 15, 20, or we do 8, 10.
Oh, that ain't bad. Okay.
10, 15, 20, going all the way up to 300. I mean, depending on how hungry you are, I got it.
Well, I mean, you know,
depends on what I'm doing before I go in.
Depends on how cold the beer is.
That's right. The beer is cold, man. I promise you that. We got that thing cut down as low as you can get it without freezing it.
Yeah, you go to some places and they like you get a half pound of wings. And they bring out 3 wings.
Yeah, that's not a half pound.
No. I'm gonna give you a number.
I'd rather have a. I'd rather have a larger number of small ones than a smaller number of big ones.
Right.
Even if it's the same amount of meat.
Right.
Just like something about eating wings that you like, you know?
Exactly. No, most definitely. And our wings are pretty decent size, man. They're not like normal. You know, you go some places and they're extremely small, only about 2 inches long. Ours is definitely not like that. They're quite
they got big wings.
Meaty.
Got,
we do have big wings.
You got flavor, wings? A lot of flavors? A
lot of flavors, man. I got about 14 different flavors you can choose from.
Right. Sweet and hot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, everything, man. Spicy garlic, sweet jalapenos, sweet Thai chili. I got a couple of dry rubs in there, too, man. They're phenomenal.
Now, blue cheese or ranch or both?
I got both, man. Okay. I got both.
You gotta have both.
I went somewhere the other day and they only had ranch, and I just didn't know that they were owned and operated by communists.
Or terrorists.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Yeah, not Americans.
Yeah, clearly.
No, we definitely have both in there, man. Yeah, I mean, you can get whatever you want in there.
You have that blazing your face off, melt it.
Oh, most definitely, man. We got the hot stuff, yeah.
That's what I love.
Mm-hmm. It'll definitely light you up, man. We got some hot stuff in there. It's called Atomic.
Yeah, well.
It will definitely light you up.
What about sandwiches?
Sandwiches. We definitely got quite a few sandwiches, man. We got some classics on there, just your basic, like ham, turkey on white bread, on rye bread. And we also have corned beef and like a Reuben sandwich. We have roast beef garlic melt. That's pretty good, man.
So Beef O'Brady's open lunch and dinner?
All day long, man. We open up at 11 o'clock Sunday through Thursday. We close at 10. On Fridays and Saturdays, we stay open until 11.
Okay.
That's pretty good. You can come in 7 days a week.
Now tell me, can I get a steak for lunch?
Most definitely, man. You can definitely get a steak for lunch.
Almost nowhere in town you can get a steak for lunch.
We've had this conversation.
Yeah, yes, you can definitely get a steak.
There's like one place.
When you were telling us about that, you got a pretty good steak.
Yeah, we do.
Right?
We got a 16-ounce bone-in ribeye, man. It's phenomenal. Phenomenal. Baked potato. I mean, you name it. We got it.
Anytime you want to go there for lunch.
Yeah. Y'all come in and see me now for real.
Can I get it cooked medium rare?
Most definitely, man. And it's going to come out true medium rare, too. I promise you that.
Can I put French fries with it?
Most definitely. French fries, baked potato. I got too many side options.
Can I get me a little side
zucchini,
salad?
Most definitely. Caesar.
What you doing for lunch, Dad?
Right? Y'all come on down, man. I'll take care of you.
Drooling? So far, before lunch, I'll be drooling.
Oh, my God.
Chowing down.
That's right.
I don't eat breakfast, so we're always starving by this time.
Yeah. That's right. Me neither, man. Me neither.
You didn't bring any samples.
I know, man. I should. Well, I asked if I could.
A pack of crackers or something.
Yeah, I could have brought y'all some blue cheese, right? Crackers and blue cheese, right?
Who said you couldn't bring samples?
They said I couldn't bring it
into the studio.
I didn't know.
No food up here.
Well, I mean, that's a rule.
Plus, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. I didn't know if you guys wanted wings at 10 in the morning. I can make a quick trip. Hey, it's a hop, skip, and a jump now. Hop, skip, and a jump down the road, I promise.
Trust me.
You're where in Prattville?
2776 Legends Parkway. If you go into Prattville off the Prattville exit, the first one, it's right there by the Target Shopping Center.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's like in that Target Shopping
Center. Real easy to find.
Yeah.
Turn, take a left on that light.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bass Pro Shop will be right.
Bass Pro, right down your right. That's correct. Yep.
Really?
Well, man, Beef O'Brady's sounds like a hoot.
It is, man. It's a good time.
And up in Prattville. Well, man, I appreciate you stopping by.
Yeah, most definitely.
And
man,
next time, if you ever come back and bring samples, I would.
Oh, yeah, man. We'll make it happen. Yeah. We'll make it happen. Y'all invite me back, I'll definitely bring some food.
I mean, I got tables outside of the studio.
Oh, see, there you go. There you go. See, I didn't know that. It's my first time here. You're not supposed to tell me this before I come. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Come on.
Right.
Come on.
I don't know who your sales professional is, but next.
but
I'm going to have a
talk. We're going to find out.
Trust me, anybody with food is my friend.
I know that's right.
Well, man, Mike Stone, the GM over at Beef O'Brady's up in Prattville, 2776 Legends Parkway.
That's
right
correct.
By the Target.
Yeah, right there by the Target.
Right there by the Target. I mean, you can't miss it.
They got a big menu.
That's right. We do got a big menu, man. And we do fun stuff for the family, too. Like this.
Where are you from?
I'm actually from Enterprise, Alabama, man. I get
asked
that all the time.
It's because you sound Cajun.
I hear that. I hear Cajun. I hear Northern.
I could have given you like Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Yeah,
right.
Like, yeah,
yes. That's what everybody says.
I thought 100% he was going to say Louisiana.
Yeah,
somewhere in Louisiana.
Alabama, born and raised.
Enterprise.
Born and raised.
Wiregrass.
That's right.
You even
Wiregrass.
Say Alabama like you're from Louisiana.
I know.
You know, my mom was a Yankee and my dad was a Southern. I think the clash of the two, it sounds Cajun, man.
That's like.
What part of Yankee land?
Pittsburgh, PA, man.
Okay.
So he knows about a rare steak.
Yeah, that's right.
I do. That Pittsburgh rare, man.
Is that how you eat them?
No. I like it medium rare. Medium rare.
But could we order one that way?
Most definitely, man. I'll give it to you. If
you guys are just shining a flashlight on it.
That's right, man. That's right. I'll throw it on there in a couple of seconds and you got it.
Just scare it.
I went to one of those Japanese steakhouses one time.
Right.
And the guy said, "How do you want your steak?" I said, "Honestly, just cut it up over the grill."
Yeah.
And just then put it on the plate.
Yeah.
And if it's still very cold in the center, I'm fine.
I'm okay with
fine with that.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Man, I appreciate you coming by, Mike.
Not a problem, man. Not a problem.
You're welcome back anytime.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Yeah. Good spot.
Yeah.
Our number, 272-9228. Again, Mike Stone up at Beef O'Brady's in Prattville checking in with us. And we'll be back in a minute.
First, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit CallDixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Bring on the biscuits. Yeah, bring on the biscuits.
The Biscuits are back, making fresh memories nightly. Each Monday is dedicated to our Golden Biscuits members, presented by Arrowhead Country Club and Blue Water Broadcasting. Membership perks include a ticket to each Monday home game, $10 in food bucks, and a discount at the Biscuit Basket. For more information, visit BiscuitsBaseball.com or call 323-BALL.
Let's cook!
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Eye Physicians are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Montgomery Eye Physicians, helping you to see life clearly. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Eye Physicians.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
after 10 o'clock. I can dig it. I can dig it. I have friends of distinction, Dave.
You do.
You just don't know any of them.
Nope.
Our mutual friends are not.
Right.
Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. The Attorney General has answered Mike Hubbard's appeal to the Alabama Supreme
now,
Court.
I don't read many legal opinions.
Yeah.
But this one seemed a little cheeky.
Now, this isn't an opinion. This was a... unless you've seen something I haven't seen.
Oh, no, okay. But what do you mean he answered it? Like, so...
Well...
I don't read court filings, but okay, he filed something, right?
When you file a brief, when you move the Supreme Court or whatever, they'll accept your brief, and then the other side gets a chance to respond.
Right.
And then you get a chance to reply to their response.
So, wait, what... So, what... Oh, I said an opinion?
Yeah.
But that's not an opinion.
The opinion comes from the court.
Okay.
The opinion would be the Supreme Court weighing in on what they say.
Okay, well, what I meant was I don't read many of these things that they file.
No,
it gets a little cheeky in there.
It does. They mention things like legally baseless.
There's a couple lines in there that it's like the type of thing that I would write, and then, you know, you send it to, you know, like you're working on a campaign or
somebody
working for somebody.
Dial it back.
And they'd be like, how about we crank this back 20%?
Yeah, I think this is probably what you're talking about. It says, Hubbard asserts that he was just trying to make a living, as other citizens do, but private citizens cannot earn a living through jobs that involve minimal work and training over scotch.
That's... Shots fired.
They cannot collect hundreds of thousands of dollars for occasionally calling a legislator. They cannot email lobbyists and expect riches. In short, private citizens cannot use a public office for personal gain. A public office for private gain. And under the ethics law, Hubbard could not either. Hubbard broke the law and betrayed the public trust. His conviction should be affirmed. That's the conclusion of his brief there. I'll say this. Most private citizens can't do those things. But some do.
Yeah.
I know private citizens who make lots of money and don't do anything.
Yeah.
It's just a reality.
But... They're gonna take it on the chin in public opinion if they let him off on what the public would see as a technicality. And I know everything's a technicality, right? Because if you get off, then like, you know, it's like something in the law that they didn't see or whatever. But
right.
I'm just saying that, like, on the face of it, it stunk.
Oh, that look. Anybody who heard the facts that you had a Speaker of the House with contracts for tens of thousands of dollars a month that added up to tens of thousands, you know,
people
four or five contracts.
Business in front of him.
Yes. And people with business in front of the state would say, yeah, that's greasy. But you have to have a law that makes greasy illegal.
I thought they did.
Well, they have a law that makes certain things illegal.
Right.
But not everything that's greasy is illegal.
That's true.
There's a lot of greasy things people do, and you're like, they can do that?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, they can legally raise the price of an EpiPen 600%? Yeah, because the CEO's father is Joe Manchin. You know? Yeah, they can do that. That's greasy.
It is greasy.
Legal, right? Greasy but legal. And so, not everything that's greasy is illegal. You have to have a law that says this greasy act is illegal.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the greasiness of the illegal act would be if Joe Manchin was on the actual payroll, not just his kid.
Yes. Yeah.
And if it came like, hey, you know, I got this company that produces these EpiPens, and we want to sell a bunch of them to the state. We're going to put this senator on the payroll so that the state can get the contract.
Yeah.
That's sort of what it, you know.
And all I'm saying is, in criminal law, you have to be very explicit.
And I'm always pretty clear about this. You're the lawyer.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the guy that just deals with the top line messaging. And
But I understand what you're saying. I mean, it's a greasy set of facts that everybody who looks at it says, "Boy, that's greasy."
Yeah.
But you know, one of the convictions that was tossed. Here's my problem. The Alabama Court of Criminal Appeals affirms 11 of the 12 convictions. And then throws this line in there. But the legislature should define who a principal is. Huh?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. If there's confusion about who a principal is, how do you violate a law that just says you can't do businesses with a principal? How do you follow a law there's confusion about?
Was there was one count of guilty on dealing with the principal, or were there other ones?
There was like seven.
Okay, so did is that one of the ones that they threw out?
No.
Oh.
That's one of the ones they affirmed.
Oh.
No, that's one of the ones they affirmed, and it said, you know, we're going to go ahead and affirm the conviction, but we asked the legislature to go ahead and clarify this area of the law. Well, if it's not clear, how do you, you know, if it's not clear what, I don't know, I'm trying to think of, you know, type of embezzlement or whatever, if it's not clear that, you know, if, what if it said you can't harm people? Okay, well.
Or it's like, take drunk driving.
Yeah.
More than 0.08.
Right, there's a level.
More than 0.08 means if it's 0.08, in my mind, right?
Yeah.
That's 0.08. That's
0.08001.
That's more.
Yeah, that's more.
So that's kind of what they're, that's right. You know what I mean? Like, that's probably an easier way to understand.
But this is probably the clearest example I've seen of a law that is vague. Because what is a principal? You can't do business with a principal. Okay, wait, well, I'm not. I'm doing business with the people who work for the principal.
You mean a law that they bang through in 5 days immediately after taking over the legislature to try to, you know, clip the...
That was written by a guy who's never actually been in the legislature,
right.
And it was like 28 years old at the time?
Yeah. You mean it has some problems?
I think the biggest loser in this whole thing, and I say this, and I consider him a friend, and I hope he doesn't think I'm being ugly, is Brian Taylor. I'm not calling him a loser. I'm saying he loses in this thing because he wrote the ethics law and sponsored it. And he had been in office about 12 days.
Well, but he dealt with, you know.
And they banged it through. And he's a smart guy.
But they had also, you know, he had dealt with the legislature a bunch.
And well, he had, but I mean.
And he kind of. The other thing is that, I mean, you know, I'm sure we might be able to get him on and ask him. But he also, you know. Ran sort of as a reaction to the greasiness.
Yeah.
So
that was his deal. He ran against Walken Wendell, and the campaign against Walken Wendell was...
Let's not speak ill of the dead.
No, I don't speak ill of the dead. I'm just saying what the campaign against Walken Wendell was.
Yeah.
This guy?
Well, and it was basically the campaign against everybody that year was, you know, they're corrupt, they've been in power too long, yada, yada, yada. And then it took, what, about 3 years for everyone else to get...
It took 1 week for them to get corrupt. It took 3 years for people to go, wait a minute...
There you go.
Actually, no, it didn't take 3 years for everybody to say, wait a minute. Because at about August of 2011, I was saying, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
And then everybody was like, you can't say wait a minute. You will be blackballed from being able to work with these people. You're going to lose contracts. You're not going to. And I was like, "What? Wait a minute. And then everybody said, you are disparaging a good man. How can you talk badly about my cupboard? This guy is, you know, he sits on the third row on the right at First Methodist every week. How can you? This guy is the Speaker of the House. And I'm thinking, yeah, but look at all this stuff he's doing. You can't talk bad about him like that. And then when he got convicted, they were like,
"Oh, you were right all along."
Actually, they didn't say that,
and we knew it too.
Actually, they didn't say that. They should have said that, but they didn't say that. We're going to take a break a little early so that we don't get crunched on the last when we got this two-lane comfort cruise of a second segment here. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in 272-9228. I got Dave Mowry in the studio, Baron Coleman with you from 9 to noon. We'll be right back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite. Yes, we have Master Jeweler and Saf. Yes, we have graduate GIA gemologists. Yes, we're American Gem Society. Yes, we're partners with De Beers. We have all these things to give you the best possible service, best possible product in Marguerites. And the best thing of all, it doesn't cost anything more. Actually, it costs less. We're going to be lower priced than anyone else for a higher quality product put together the proper way at Marguerites. At Marguerites, we make it. Come see us. We're in the Pepper Tree Shops. We're open 7 days a week. Thank you very much.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar right down here on this beautiful, ever-flowing Alabama River. And We're down here cooking up fresh seafood for you. We do it fried, steamed, or grilled. Got all kind of good eating, like those royal red shrimp deep in deep water in the Gulf. Got those Argentina shrimp, taste between a shrimp and a lobster. Got some oysters, Rockefeller. I know y'all gonna get hungry out of that steamer cooking over there. Some fried shrimp, oysters, scallops, all kind of good. And then that good, good stuff on the grill, amberjacks, ribeye steak, snapper, grouper. So, you know, it's going to be good food down here. Now we're going to talk about live entertainment because we're excited. Victor Wainwright and the Train are back in town. That's right. The B.B. King Entertainer of the Year. What a prestigious award. Well, Victor and his band have won it, and now they're going to be here at the Capitol Oyster Bar Sunday at 5 o'clock. You'll go down here. You can rent you a pontoon boat. We can fix you up. Campground will be opening soon. So a lot going on. Get down here soon. Come hungry because we're looking for you.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites. Looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes. Fall and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, 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 ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
To episode 9, which analysts say will also boost its consumer products business. Wynn Resorts says it has terminated merger talks with Australia's Crown Resorts. Wynn says it ended negotiations after the premature discussion of preliminary discussions. Reuters says Wynn had offered $7.1 billion to take over Crown Resorts. Walmart is adding robots to at least 300 stores. Machines will be used for cleaning floors and scanning and sorting products. Walmart says it will focus on using its workers for doing other tasks, specifically filling online orders. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Experts warn of a stock market crash any day now, and you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings again. But you don't have to lose a penny. There's a better, safer way to save for retirement, and you can learn about it in a free report. This method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have the lingering effects of this storm system that we were dealing with yesterday. So some scattered showers and thunderstorms will be around the area today. Not everybody will get one. It's going to be warm, high around 79, and then mostly cloudy, a little cooler, 56 for the low tonight. Tomorrow should be a great day with a high temperature up to about 84. Lots of sunshine around. I think we're dry Thursday with a high around 83, breezy, warm. Chances of some storms in the overnight hours Thursday night into part of Friday. And over the weekend, we'll be watching a significant storm system, especially later on in the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fun song. All right, 31 minutes after 10 o'clock. I got Dave Mowry in the studio, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon. My friends over at New Look Decorating, Brett Lanham and Brian Carr, and the two designers they have on staff. These guys are second to none in the paint business. They love making paint, and that's what they do. They're big paint people. They're into paint. They love paint. And if you have never been by there, if you've never met Brett Lanham and Brian Carr, you don't understand what I talk about when I say they are enthusiastic about doing it. These guys get it. They understand the business, and they understand that, you know, you're painting probably your most valuable asset, your house. And you got to make sure you have it up to snuff and it's looking. You got to get over there and, yeah, it is. Never mind. Thought I screwed that one up.
No, I was like, that's right.
Holy mackerel. All right, just scratch everything I said. No. That's why they carry those Benjamin Moore paints, those high-quality Benjamin Moore paints. I don't know why that sounded wrong when it came out of my mouth. Get by New Look Decorating when you get the opportunity. They're on Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends into it, and next to the Goo Goo Car Wash right there. Walk right in. Hey, painting contractors, guess what? You get your own entrance. You don't have to go to the front door and go through the showroom and all that. You get your own painting contractor entrance. And you at home, I use a painting contractor. Well, tell them to go to Benjamin Moore New Look Decorating on Atlanta Highway. That's where you want to get your paint because you want the highest quality paints on your walls. Go by there. They're good people. Good people. Our number, 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. You probably pronounce German better than I do. You sent me.
Is this the thing that I sent you?
The greatest list. I at first I kind of thought, hell no. But then I started looking at it and I thought,
you know,
these are actually pretty good.
Yeah, there's a lot of like really funny, you know,
the Arschgeiger.
Yeah.
Someone who doesn't perform a particular task very well can be called an Arschgeiger or a butt violin. I don't understand that. Like,
it's German.
Arschgeiger. Some of these are really good ones. A pleasure newt, a butt with ears. Ant tattooist.
I like the Ebsenzahler, a pea counter, a nitpicker, oversenses.
Einzeller, a single cell organism. Is that what Zeller means?
I don't know.
Zeller? So? Hosenscheisser?
Cowards.
Everybody, yeah, right.
Hosenscheisser.
Everybody should know that. Trouser poopers.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to use.
Even the Dunbrit borer?
Yeah.
A driller of thin planks is someone who takes the easy way out and does the bare minimum. How many people at your work right now are Dunbrit borers?
I don't know. The asparagus Tarzan.
I feel a little
Asparagus Tarzan?
I feel a little bit targeted by this one. Heißluft Geblasse. Hot air gun. So he talks too much.
I don't know. These are good. Something about the German ability to crush like seven words together into a phrase, but it's one word.
Teletubby Zurückwinker. Means someone who waves back at Teletubbies.
Someone who isn't too bright. Like a window licker.
Yes, basically.
Teletubbies. Anyway, some of these are really good. Where did you get this? Mental Floss.
Yeah.
Was it up there today?
Yeah, yesterday, I think, is where I saw it.
A Rotzwaffel. Snot Spoon.
Mental Floss used to be based out of Birmingham. I don't know if it still is.
Our number 272-9228. I'm looking through these. Who's this?
Who's your daddy?
Hey, buddy. What's going on?
Germany.
Where have you been?
Germany.
Where have you been?
Working.
Where are you working these days? Atlanta still?
Atlanta still. Yep.
This is Nate.
You know, what's miraculous about the German language is they take the simplest word, and instead of just, you know, coming up with a new word, they just have a huge, long, drawn-out word for something simple. Like, one-way street is actually one-way street. They didn't just come up with a new word.
Right.
Crazy.
Huh? I don't understand that one.
So one-way street's like Einbahnstraße.
Einbahnstraße.
Oh, yeah. I understand that.
Instead of just coming up with a new word.
Well, I mean, but we...
Well, it's the same thing we do.
We didn't do that either.
But
it's just a little
what
bit
I'm saying is
longer
like
in their language.
Like, if you go to, like, the worst place you see it is when you go to get parts for a vehicle. It's like a 50-letter word.
Yeah, that's what I was just saying. They take a phrase and they collapse it into a word, but they don't shorten any of it.
Right.
It's just all the. It's a big compound word. It's like 3-4 words long.
I'm worried about Jack though. If when he comes back, I don't want to have a whole regarding Henry kind of moment where he comes back and he's not a curmudgeon anymore.
No, he'll be.
Oh, that won't happen.
Oh,
don't worry. He's going to stay a curmudgeon.
Back, so, how y'all doing?
Bach, Pfeifen.
How you doing?
Gesitzk.
You know, your German pronunciation.
It's terrible.
Spot on.
A face that invites a slap.
Oh, man, I know a lot of those.
And then you got recorder face right after that. It means an idiot or someone who given the meaning of stuff. I don't know. This is a good
list. It's pretty funny, though. There's 30 terms. You know, it's like,
We need more German in our life.
I was listening to your basketball special yesterday.
Yeah, well, and what'd you think?
Quite impressed you, but I was sad you didn't bring up the fritter sandwiches. That was all that was left to talk about was fritter sandwiches.
Yeah.
And to have Dave Mowry in studio 2 days in a row.
Well, actually, 4 days.
Actually, four.
Well,
Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah,
it's a wraparound. It's like a
wraparound.
You know, it's like a straight that goes king, ace, deuce, tray.
Usually, you have to pay extra for that.
It's a different kind of wraparound, sir.
Oh, okay. You have a good day.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Good talk to you.
That is an Indiana Hoosier fan.
Ah, okay. So you're kind of like me, and like anytime you meet a Hoosier fan, you're kind of like, we're going to be friends, you know, like if here in Alabama.
I saw him in an Indiana hat, and I was like, that's my boy.
Yeah, okay, we're friends.
Yeah.
That's basically me.
Listen, I drive down the street and see people with an IU decorative license plate. I mean, but Alabama's next to Georgia.
I can't imagine being five states away.
Yes.
And a basketball school.
I know. And like, there's somebody that goes to my church that has an IU decorative front license plate, and I...
Yeah, you're like...
I want to know him.
Yeah, you're like...
I'm looking around like, who is the really handsome man in this place?
Yeah, you're...
Who's the really smart, funny, handsome guy?
You're like taking a little bit more time to get in your car, you know? Like, just hoping they'll show up, like...
Come on, man. I wish we had, like, a cool hand signal.
Right.
You know, like the horns or something. You know, IU, I always thought IU would be good, like, with a 3, because it's kind of the I with the U.
Yeah.
But the problem with that is then you're like, we're number 3.
Yeah.
You know? It's like victory... They kind of dropped it when they realized that means you're number 2. You know?
Yes.
I don't know. It's,
you can usually tell the Georgia people by the barking.
I want to know where the A-W came from. Dogs.
Just because that's how you say it.
No, but it was spelled dogs. D-O-G-S. Dogs.
Can't trademark dogs.
Is that true?
Probably.
Oh, and so the AW did?
I'm going to guess it has something to do with that. Even though other people use it, so it probably went in and out of the...
Do you know what I've noticed?
What's that?
Texas Tech uses Indiana's warm-up pants. Tennessee's now using Indiana's warm-up pants. The greatest warm-up pants in the history of the game.
Well, I look like a Holocaust victim.
What, this red and white stripes?
Yes.
Those are blue and white, Dave.
I know, but just the stripes. They look... Well, you know what? Look, here's the thing. I don't think they'd look weird if everybody wasn't my height. And wearing, like, and, you know, they're, like, super blousy. So they look like clown pants. Looks good on you, though.
They look great on me.
I need a pair. The red. The orange.
I want a pair of the red and white ones, but I don't know where I'd wear them. Where do you wear red and white warm-up pants?
Just hanging around the house, I guess.
No, but, like, my tracksuits I can wear anywhere. I can wear them to church.
Yeah.
I've worn a tracksuit to church. Top and bottom. I have.
And you're not even a Guido.
And I'm not ashamed to admit that.
Did you have a gold chain and a wife beater underneath the jacket? Come on.
No, I had a little running shirt underneath.
Commit to the gig.
But you wear a black tracksuit with a bright orange running shirt underneath. It's got a little color, a little pizzazz, a little character. I mean, I look like I was colluding to take over a campaign or something.
Right. But hey.
Trump fires U.S. Secret Service Director in latest cleaning out of top officials. The departure follows just a day after the Secretary of Homeland Security announced her resignation. Trump reportedly told Mick Mulvaney, he's the acting chief of staff, to fire Randolph Allis. Is it Allis? A-L-L-E-S? 2 weeks ago, marking the latest top official to be forced out of their position during the tumultuous administration. You'll notice all the people he's cleaning out have one thing in common.
What's that?
They all have to do with border security.
Hmm.
Secret Service, Homeland Security. He's forcing out all the border security people. I think what he's going to say is... tell me I can't do that.
Yeah.
Tell me I can't build a wall. Tell me I can't build
a wall. Well, what's... Okay, for us simpletons, what's the Secret Service have to do with border security?
They're under Homeland.
Okay.
I don't know. They control who gets...
I mean, I thought they were basically the Treasury, and then they protected the president.
Yeah.
But did you see the story that I think may have had something to do with this?
What?
The Chinese lady that shows up at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, and they
punted? And then the dude just... She's got like a thumb drive. They plug it into the computer, and guess what? They've got like a, you know, plug and activate kind of thing, and then and the dude had to stop the interview of the lady to shut the computer down. Now, if you know things about computers, that's kind of how they got Stuxnet to work. They didn't have to double. They like gave the thing to somebody, and they put it in the right computer. And
well, the thing with Stuxnet was, and this was the one that
basically how we took down our part of Iran's.
It was the greatest
facilities.
Bug ever developed that we know of, because there are other bugs that we don't even know about it. But this was the greatest bug ever developed, and basically it targeted the nuclear or the uranium enrichment facilities in Iran, and it targeted them, and it didn't shut them down. It didn't do anything. It just changed the wobble, like 0.001%.
Really? That's what it did?
That's what it did, and it kept it from being able to enrich uranium beyond a certain point. And it, but it, the bug would show that it wasn't wobbling at all.
Wow.
So the computer would show everything's online, everything's working fine. You wouldn't be able to visually see it or perceive it in any way, but the wobble would change just enough that it couldn't change the enrichment enough. But in order to target it, they knew they would never be able to get near Iran's nuclear facility. So what they did was they wrote code, they passed it out to random people all over the world who plugged it into their computers. You probably have it on yours. It ended up on almost every machine in the world. And every time you plugged in a flash drive, it ended up on it. Well, eventually somebody would take a flash drive that was infected and give it to Iran. But unless it was targeting that specific make and model of machine...
It didn't do anything.
It didn't do anything. But once it recognized that it was in the right machine, boom, it changed the wobble.
Wow.
And that it was like the greatest worm ever made.
That's pretty good.
How can we get it into Iran? Well, write something that goes on every computer in the world and automatically replicates on anything that's plugged into that computer.
Yeah.
And then eventually, you ought to research Stuxnet. It was really, really fascinating.
Wow.
I was just blown away when that came out. And the thing is, somebody leaked that it happened.
Right.
Now, when did the Stuxnet leak come out? I got a little...
Was it right around the time of the billions in cash payments?
No, it was before that. But what year was Stuxnet uncovered?
I really don't remember.
2010.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Who was president in 2010?
Barack Obama.
Who was his chief of staff? Or who was his, not chief of staff, but advisor? Valerie Jarrett.
You mean the Iranian?
Yep. Who organized the billions of dollars, $170 billion cash payments? Who organized the Iran nuclear deal so that they could become a nuclear superpower? Do you guys understand we had a president of the United States that undermined national security to advance Iran?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? I mean, people at the time when Stuxnet was uncovered said, well, who leaked this? Why would anyone leak this? This is one of the greatest things ever invented.
Right, this is the thing you don't want to leak.
The United States leaked that, guys. Came out of the White House. I almost guarantee it. Almost guaranteed. This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage are a cut above other mortgage lenders. There is a difference in mortgage lenders. Those other guys are fine. You know, I'm not going to sit here and trash them. I've used them. Some of them are my friends. And so, but there's just something different about Kim Williams. Something different. It's friendly. It's family. It's she takes you in under her wing. She answers all your questions. That goes fast. I mean, super, super fast. I refinanced in 7 business days. 7 business days. I think our new home from the time I called her till we closed was like 21 or 22 business days to buy a house.
Yeah, that's quick.
I mean, that's lightning fast. You know, a hand on the gas fast. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, is unbelievable. There is a difference in mortgage lenders. She got the greatest staff in the history of the world. Call her today, 567-4223. 567-4223. Check her out online, alahomemortgage.com. Check her out on Facebook as well. Just search Alabama Home Mortgage. You'll find it. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Her NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender.
Why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger. Dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit door. Mr. Beer Belly, Beer Belly. Get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I sure?
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch. Hey, River Region, with WOW's super fast internet bundled with their most popular TV package starting at just $84.99 a month.
So I can catch up on last season before next season comes out? Wow. Watch my favorite sports and catch up with my friends? Wow. And when there's a break in action, I can stream my favorite songs on repeat? Wow.
Get choice, get value, and stay connected. Now that's WOW. Call 1-866-WOWWAY2 or visit wowway.com to learn more. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
You can beat your toughest opponent. You can beat your best time in the mile. You can beat that old largemouth bass. But one thing you should never try and beat is a train. If a train is approaching, don't risk your life trying to beat it, because beating the train is a deadly game. Drive Safe Alabama, sponsored by ALDOT, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Guys, 11 minutes down to the top of the hour. My friend Miss Dot over at Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Really need to get by there one day. For those who have never been, you don't really know what to expect. I didn't the first time I walked. I remember my first time. Everybody remembers their first time. It's confusing. You're not sure what to expect. You don't know what it's going to look like.
Is that it?
You know, you walk in and it's comfortable. It's inviting. It's friendly. It's better than you thought it would be. And it's hard to do the rest of this with a straight face. It's a great place, man. Miss Dot, it runs a great operation. And if you have not been by there, please, please take some time. You don't have to spend hours in there. I do, but you don't have to. Just commit to spending 10, 15 minutes wandering around. Walk around. You'll see things you haven't seen in years. You'll be happy. You'll get a little dose of nostalgia. You'll see some really handmade, well-made furniture and decorations and everything like that. Go by Miss Dot, Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. 200 vendors. That means even if every single vendor just changed one thing once a year, it's a whole new store every day. Whole new store every day. So go by there. 200 vendors, 60,000 square feet. It's air conditioned. So, you know, when you think flea market, you think a miserable day in the sun, sweating. No. Miss Dot makes it cozy and comfy. They got snacks. They got places to sit down and take a break. And the staff is friendly. And if you go by enough like I do, they start to recognize you and say hey when you walk in. And they can be on the lookout for certain things for you. Say, hey, if you see this come through, tell me. You know, maybe you have an addiction to 4 foot. Long paintings of ships.
Sailboats.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they'll let you know, hey, booth 39.
There's one back there.
Yeah, there's one back there. It's $48.
Can't beat it.
Go by Miss Dot at Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Our number, 272-9228, 272-9228, if you want to get in. Let me see here. I still got a stack of news to
you
get.
You do.
You know, it happens. So this, you broke this news yesterday, and I got a follow-up today. Yesterday, Dave.
Now you got to fix it?
Well, no. It's just, it's even better. It compounded into greatness. Yesterday, Dave broke the news. Trump has designated Iran's Revolutionary Guard a, quote, foreign terrorist organization. Now, this is like them, Iran saying, and we even use this. This is like them saying our Green Berets.
Yeah, the Rangers or whatever. Yeah.
Right. I mean, to pick an elite unit and say that those guys are a terrorist organization. Who listens, Dave?
Everybody,
including Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, who says that the United States military is a foreign terrorist organization. Didn't see that coming. Iran warned on Monday that Washington's designation of its elite Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps as a terrorist organization could endanger peace and stability in the Middle East and beyond. Tehran also took retaliatory action by naming CENTCOM, United States Central Command, as a terrorist organization, and the U.S. government as a sponsor of terror.
Hmm. I know you are, but what am I?
So apparently it is dangerous. And
how do you say, I know you are, but what am I, in Farsi, Baron? Because that's basically what he said. Right. Hakana, hakana, hakana.
I had a sister-in-law that spoke Farsi. Actually, she still speaks Farsi. She's just no longer my sister-in-law. This unwise and illegal measure is a major threat to regional and international stability and peace. Iran labels the American regime as a supporter of terrorism. I wondered how long it was going to take for them to start doing this. They already call us the Great Satan.
Right. So this somehow makes it worse?
I'd rather be the Great Satan than a sponsor of terror, but that's just me.
Yeah.
I don't think they understand that.
I'm going to guess that they don't. Also, show me peace and stability in the region.
Trump has one version of peace in the Middle East, and the globalist corporate whores have another. Their version is a strong Iran, checked by some other regional power, creates instability in the region and stability through the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you examples of that. Back in the 1980s, that played itself out in. We gave Iran money because and arms because of strong Iran policy.
Mm-hmm.
But we also had to have a regional foe. So we used Baghdad.
Iraq.
When Iraq got a little big for the britches and invaded Kuwait, we started using Saudi Arabia. That was the regional foe.
Yep.
And as long as Iraq and Iran or Saudi Arabia and Iran were back and forth against each other, we had peace in the area. Trump comes in and says, all right, Iraq is no longer an issue. Well, I'm going to make Saudi Arabia no longer an issue. And the globalist corporatist whores go out and create Yemen.
Yemen.
That's where this is headed. You know, they don't give up. They don't recognize the sovereignty of the United States, the ability of the United States citizens to choose their leader, the ability of that leader to choose the foreign policy of the United States. There's that Logan Act where you're not supposed to operate on behalf of the United States or discuss foreign policy with foreigners, but it's violated every day by these globalist corporate whores. They're the worst people on earth. I wish one day we could spend, I need about 12 or 15 hours. It reminds me, a friend of yours and mine, I'm not going to say who it was on air, went down and met Fidel Castro for dinner one time.
Yeah.
And he said, I said, how was it? Did it last a long time, or is he kind of like an eat-and-run kind of guy? He said, 7.5 hours.
And you just listened to him talk?
And he talked the entire time. And I thought, you know, there's a lot wrong with Fidel Castro. But I wish I had the ability.
But holding court isn't one of them.
But I wish I had the ability to command people's presence.
But
for
forcing your guests to sit there for 7.5 hours while you just drone on in a language they don't even understand.
I would love to have 7.5 hours to explain my thoughts on Iran, Israel, and Saudi Arabia. Going all the way back to the Carter administration. All the way through Reagan, who started strong and then got weak on these issues very quickly. Ollie North, who many in this audience probably think is a hero. I wish I could go through my thoughts on all that. On up through Daddy Bush, his presidency. Why didn't he continue on to Baghdad? A lot of people wondered that at the time. Why didn't he continue on to Baghdad? I could tell you. Has to do with exactly what we've been talking about up to this point. They didn't have another regional foe set up yet.
Yep.
Took them a few years to get Saudi Arabia on board, and then what happened?
They went on to Baghdad.
Went on to Baghdad.
And something that a lot of people said would happen.
Happened.
Happened.
Became a total cluster.
Yes.
Guys, at some point it dawns on everyone, even if for a fleeting moment, it dawns on everyone at some point, what if American foreign policy isn't serving American citizens? What if it's serving something else? And then a lot of you shake that image from your head and get rid of it because you think the consequences of that are too overwhelming. I don't want to have to think about it. But what if you thought about it? What if you really spent some time thinking about American foreign policy since World War I? World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Kosovo, the Gulf War, Second Gulf War, Iraq, global war on terrorism. What if you really thought, how did each of those serve American interests? American corporate interests. American citizen interests. And at what cost? How many millions of lives have been maimed or killed or destroyed? Families just completely annihilated as people come back, completely shaken up for war. Tens of thousands dead in this war, hundreds of thousands or millions dead in that war. And at what cost? At what cost? $7 trillion spent between Iraq, Afghanistan, and the global war on terror? While we have veterans starving in the streets, unable to get medical care or a job.
But I did see a thing where there's a guy that's a homeless vet in San Francisco, and he goes to the billionaire that his house that lives near him.
Yeah.
And he fishes stuff out that that guy throws away that's still good, and mm-hmm. he sells it.
Yeah.
So at least he's resourceful.
Yeah. You know, it'd be nice if the government could take $7 trillion and try to make his life. You know, he dedicated his whole life to it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he kind of, you know.
He was willing to drop a stick or a heart on the battlefield.
Yeah, he did a little something for us, you know.
Might be nice to get the man educated and the medical care he needs. And
here's the thing that it's truly
maybe a job.
Like if we want to go, you know, kind of just a little bit deeper on what you're talking about. You know why people don't want to examine that?
Why?
Because they think in some way that you're saying that guy's sacrifice is cheapened.
No, it's actually actually better.
I know, but you've gotten that reaction before, right?
Oh, absolutely,
yeah, a lot. Like, what are you saying that, you know?
My grandfather's hurt, you know, in World War II.
No, we're not saying that.
No one's saying
that. No one's saying that.
I'm saying your grandfather's service is even more heroic, knowing what happened. More heroic.